Hi, Your Excellency, this is Marta Garbarino. Thank you for the years of devoted service to the Archdiocese. You have been a wonderful friend to our community at St. Joseph's in Meadsville, and we will miss you. May God bless you in your new assignment. I'm assured you will do nothing but the greatest good in Crookston. God bless you always. Goodbye.
All right. Well, welcome back to Practicing Catholic. Patrick Conley, glad to be with you again, along with Cammie Berthume, our producer, Paul Sadek, our technical producer, and all of you saying your thank yous to Bishop Cousins. Well, the weather outside may be frightful, or perhaps just chilly, but the warming house from Catholic Charities will surely be delightful. Haley Mueller, Vice President of Development for this Twin Cities-based ministry, is joining us today to share about service during the Advent and Christmas season and how you can get involved. Haley, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thanks so much. It's great to be here.
Great. Wonderful. Well, thanks again for joining us. Advent is a time in the liturgical year where service to others is even more abundant. A lot of people are thinking about how they might serve others in this time of year. What ways does Catholic Charities serve the people of the Twin Cities? What are the many ways that Catholic Charities serves the people of the Twin Cities?
Sure. Well, thanks so much again for having me. Well, Catholic Charities has been a part of the Twin Cities community for over 150 years. So we have been a part of the fabric of this community for a long time, serving those most in need, our most vulnerable neighbors. And we serve infants all the way to aging adults with an emphasis on housing and emergency services and direct service. So really helping people in some of the darkest times in their lives to find stability and find permanent housing and the supports that they need to be on a strong path moving forward. Catholic Charities serves folks regardless of faith, background, or circumstance, so we really meet people where they are and provide those critical services to those who come to us in need of care and support. So we're really thrilled to be part of the community and to be such a critical part of the fabric of the Twin Cities.
Absolutely, and what important work it is too. Yeah, I can't imagine, especially as you know, as we said, the weather does get colder and colder, and I'm sure that many of our listeners have had those opportunities have those experiences that when they see the weather being so cold and then seeing people try to make it without shelter is chilling, not just of the body, but also of the heart as well. And
Absolutely. So
grateful for everything that you're doing that way. Now, let's talk about, speaking of cold, let's talk about this warming house you've got coming up December 11th and 12th at the Mall of America. Tell us all about it.
You bet. So it's actually December 10th and 11th. So next Friday and Saturday from 4 to 8 p.m. in the north parking lot at the Mall of America. So that's the parking lot kind of right in front of the main entrance of the mall. And this is an event that is free. It is open to the public. It is both a celebration of the holiday season and also an opportunity for people to give back and to really get in that holiday spirit of gratitude and of giving. So on the celebratory side of things, we're going to have food, holiday activities, some different holiday displays. We all have a trackless train. We have some kind of Christmassy animals and different activities for folks and families to do, which is very exciting. And coupled with that, we are also having our Giving Tree event, which has been a tradition at the Mall of America for over 30 years, where people bring in new unused items to support our clients. So it's things like underwear, it's things like hooded sweatshirts and socks and those really basic needs that our clients have when they come to us. So we'll be having a collection for that at the Warming House. And we'll also have a couple of speed volunteering opportunities where people can come and first help us put together little laundry soap packets for our clients, which seems like a little thing, but it's a huge help to the folks we serve. And then also helping us put together what we call the sock and roll. And it is a little Christmas gift that we give to all of our clients at the holidays. It's a nice pair of socks, some chapstick, lotion, hand warmers, all tied up with a beautiful Christmas bow. And we'll be asking our guests to help us with that as well at the event. So again, free and open to the public, a great opportunity to be outside given COVID. We're trying to be very thoughtful about the safety and health of our guests who come to this event. Mm-hmm. And an opportunity to kind of get out of your house and do something fun for the holidays, while also opportunity to serve and give back and learn a little bit more about Catholic Charities and the work we do in the community.
I think it's a fantastic idea, quite frankly, where you know, there's a lot of get-togethers this time of year, and people go out of their way. They expend a lot of money, time, effort in making it be just holiday right. And it sounds like you've really got some things put together here to bring that in cooperation with the whole, well, the spirit of the season, which is the one of giving, of looking out for the needs of others. And I love the opportunities, the ideas of... what did you call it? Did you call it flash volunteering or something like that?
I called it speed volunteering.
Speed volunteering, you know, that's it.
Yep, you could spend 5 minutes, you could spend a half an hour. We'll have just an opportunity to introduce people to volunteering, and, you know, especially little ones, you know, who maybe don't have the opportunity to come and serve a meal at one of our shelters or work as a shelter advocate in the evening. But this has just tremendous impact on the people we serve to have these little speed volunteering activities done. And, you know, who doesn't love a pair of socks as a Christmas gift with all of those necessary items inside? So really a nice way to bring the whole family together in service.
Well, now I have to be honest. When I was 7 years old, I probably did not appreciate the pair of socks as a Christmas gift.
That's fair enough.
As much as I should have.
There's nothing better than a good pair of socks.
Oh, man, I am so with you there. Now I get really excited when I get socks for Christmas. I think
yes. That's
fantastic, right? Okay, let's run through the details once again, Haley. So it's Friday, December 10th and Saturday, December 11th.
Yep.
And 4 to 8 p.m., is that right?
4 to 8 p.m. So, and there's nothing magic about that time frame. We purposely wanted it to be kind of an open house style. So come when you're able. There'll be s'mores and all different activities, but you can come anytime between 4 and 8 p.m. And again, it's in that north parking lot at the Mall of America.
Okay. All right. Well, wonderful. North parking lot at the Mall of America, 4 to 8 p.m. Friday and Saturday, December 10th and 11th. And is this the first one, or have you done this before? I've forgotten, Haley.
This is our very first one. Yep,
it is.
This is our very first one. Yep, we had a traditional gala for years, the St. Nicholas Dinner, that I'm sure many of your listeners attended.
Yeah.
Wonderful event, but given COVID, it's given us really an opportunity to pivot, think a little bit differently about the event, and broaden our audience and really introduce more people to the work of Catholic Charities, which we're really excited to do.
I love it. Was this kind of just sitting around in the boardroom at some point, just saying, what can we do this year? And this idea kind of was formulated that way? Or was somebody inspired with the idea of, well, the warming house?
You know, I think for us, what we have learned over the years at Catholic Charities is that people love to gather. There is something really wonderful about gathering a group together around, you know, a shared mission and shared work. And we missed that last year. We did a virtual event, which was lovely and wonderful and very successful. But I think at the end of that, we all sat back and said, the one thing that was missing was the wonderful nature of gathering people and bringing folks together. And so we knew we wanted to do that this year. We also knew that COVID was still very much a part of the season that we're living in, and wanted to be provide as much safety and health as possible around an event, and thought, let's do something outside. We're hardy Minnesotans. We can do an outdoor event around the holiday season that, again, couples that celebration with service and with really introducing our mission to the community in a new and different way. And so the warming house came out of a team meeting. I will give all credit to the team on that, of just trying to come up with something that, while the weather may be cold, that really brings out the warmth of the season.
It really does.
And so, we're very excited about it.
Boy, it sounds exciting to me, too. So if people are planning to attend, I mean, you said you wanted kind of an open house thing, but anything they should or need to do in preparation? I mean, you said you mentioned the Giving Tree, so they might want to pick something up to give to the Giving Tree. Anything else that they should do, Haley?
You know, if people visit our website, cctwincities.org/warming house, it'll take them right to the page. And on there, we'll have a link to our Giving Tree, our needs list, so people can see kind of the top things that we're looking for in terms of those donations. It'll also give folks an opportunity to fill out a little form and get all the updates about the event, and it has all the details there as well. I should mention as well, we have an all-access pass that we are
selling. Yeah, I see that.
Yeah, ahead of the event. That is $50, and that includes reserved parking towards the front of the event. It includes two complimentary passes to the Crayola experience at the mall, which is great, two s'more kits, and then a commemorative ornament for the event. So it's a good value, especially for families that are coming out, and that can be purchased right on the website as well. So very, very quick and easy to just go to that website. Again, that's cctwincities.org/warminghouse.
Ah, that's wonderful. Well, Haley, it's been a pleasure talking to you. I'm really impressed with this whole warming house idea, and I think that it's a great way. You know, coupled with our first guest on the program today was talking about some Advent resources for families and how they can really make sense of the season. And I think you do some of that Nancy Banzich from Catholic Sprouts was talking about, and combine that with this warming house from Catholic Charities. I think you're going to have a spectacular Advent, and you're going to hit and all the right ways. So again, Haley, thank you so much for setting up this warming house, but also thank you so much for your work with Catholic Charities. It's been really good to have you on the program, and hope to have you back on again very soon.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for having me, and I really appreciate your time.
All right. Thank you for joining us. Well, again, that website, if you're interested in looking at the warming house, just go to cctwincities.org. And you can find there, I believe there's a link right on their front page there to the Warming House event. And check that out and make plans. December 10th and 11th. We'll hit that again at the end of the show. Well, one more break coming up right now, but stay with us because Paul and I will be back with the Warming House details and some opportunities for you that will be, catch this, adventitious for your faith. We'll be all right back right after this quick thank you from All Saints School in Lakeville.
All of us at All Saints Catholic Church in Lakeville want to wish Bishop Andrew Cousins the very best and pray for God's blessing upon him as he begins his ministry as Bishop of Crookston. We are grateful for his service to the Archdiocese. May Bishop Cousins' joy and his love of Christ be spread among Jesus' disciples of the diocese for years to come.